Yesterday brings you tomorrow. From the pages of the past comes the story of Saturday. Each year since time's beginning, the day tomorrow brings has brought the world its cargo of events, some fortuitous, some disastrous, all in some measure affecting the destinies of nations and of men. Perhaps a study of these events will indicate what Saturday may bring tomorrow. A war-weakened colonial army of independents, decimated in ranks, exhausted of provisions and supplies, was driving blindly into North Carolina on this day in 1781, matching faith and spirit against cannon fire and musketry, and forcing back step by step the fighting power of King George, until by nightfall it was apparent Cornwallis would soon go down in surrender. No sooner had the march of war halted its swing across American plains than another march began, the march of inventive progress. In New York, the first post office opened its doors. In Philadelphia, a newspaper, The Advertiser, rolled from a hand-operated press. A mint was set up, and locally bonded money went into rapid circulation. From the minds of American leaders came a system of government, still unequaled, that guaranteed freedom and the right of happiness to man. While the ancient nation of France was gutted by revolution and stained with murder, America established a Supreme Court to assure justice to her citizens. Fulton's first steamboat on this day in 1807 began its cruise across the history of transportation. And less than 25 years later, the Erie Canal was nearing completion, even as other pioneers risked their fortunes in the gamble that resulted in the triumph of the railroad. In 1859, while war thundered over Europe, with Austria and Sardinia at each other's throats, Edward Drake, at Titusville, Pennsylvania, was spudding in the world's first petroleum well on this Saturday. While French engineers were losing their conquest of climate and disease in an unsuccessful attempt to complete the Panama Canal, Bob Ford ended, with a bullet, the swashbuckling career of America's number one bandit of the adventurous 80s, Jesse James, at St. Joseph, Missouri, on this day in 1882. Near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on this Thursday in 1892, Pinkerton guards and steel mill strikers tangled in armed conflict, incited by professional anarchists, and scores died in the shambles. A mine explosion at Turtle Mountain, British Columbia, destroyed the town of Frank and killed 100 residents this day in 1904. And in Paraguay, this day in 1912, revolutionists overthrew the government by murdering most of the office holders. Forward into 1928 and the quixotic Thursday that reported a collision in midair between a U.S. Marine plane and a Vulture over Nicaragua. The plane crashed and pilot and co-pilot were killed. The Vulture continued its flight. That same night in California, black tragedy struck a million lives, for at 1 a.m., the St. Francis Dam, 40 miles north of Los Angeles, suddenly and without warning gave way, flooding San Frasquito Canyon with the 12 billion gallons of water which devastated the Valley of Santa Clara, killed 450 sleeping victims, destroying property and lives in 30 cities, smashing 1,000 homes to utter ruin, burying scores beneath tons of earth and wreckage. At Santa Paula, 400 homes, dark in the peace of midnight, were wrecked and swept into a tangled mass of debris as the raging floodwaters whirled toward the lowlands. And that's the record of the day we shall live tomorrow. We have seen what it has brought in other years. What will it bring tomorrow?